Hey everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. I've been under the weather, and due to tragedy, I didn't upload this sooner. So I took a day off work to to get back in good health or whatever, and I'm dropping it today. I know it's late, but better late than never, right? But anyway, due to everything that's been going on, I want to start off with a joke. What are two things? This the joke. Listen. What are two things you can never eat for breakfast? Lunch and dinner, duh. You can't eat lunch and dinner for breakfast. Duh. This the question I got today. What are the benefits of being underestimated? You didn't know it was benefits to that, did you? This is a question I asked. This is one of my more recent questions. I didn't go back to my summer catalog to do this question. See, this question not even in my notes because it's so up to date. But what are the benefits of being underestimated? One of the benefits to being underestimated falls under one of the 48 laws of power, and that's never outshine the master. And also, this is another thing I like to practice too. It's a couple of the 48 laws of power I really, really like. The one where it says you can think or feel however you want to feel, but you act as others act. And we do that at work. We feel a way about the job, or we feel this way, but we conform to pay for our stuff. Then the other one is, I always say less. The less you say, that decreases the chance of you saying something ignorant. So, y'all know how kids say whatever's on their mind and whatever pop up in their head a child said. As adults, we have more of a filter than a child does. So, it's certain things that come to mind and certain things we want to say, but with us having adult maturity and adult level intelligence, we refrain from saying those things. Then you have a few adults that they don't care and they still say whatever, But yeah, what are the benefits of being underestimated? You never outshine the master, okay? Never. And don't take that literally, because we don't have masters anymore. We did have them at one point, but that's over with. And if somebody say that your master, they might get their ass beat. But that's like at a job. You never want to outdo your boss. Damn, this my mama calling me, y'all. Hold up. Hey, anyway, at a job, you never want to outshine your supervisor, because what happens when you outshine the person that's over you, that creates fear, and you think that you're helping somebody by outdoing them or showing them. That creates fear and insecurity within that person, and next thing you know, that's why you see a lot of people that kiss up at work that may not do the job as well. They move forward because they rub elbows with the right people versus I'm going to kiss up to you and make you, I'm going to make you feel good versus me trying to do X, Y, and Z to show you how smart I am. I'm going to just kiss up to you. I'm going to laugh at all your jokes and blah, blah, blah. So it's a way. It's a game to be played. And you gotta know that all this is a game. And being underestimated is a good thing. So if somebody's sleeping on you, if they underestimate you, do not get discouraged and don't be upset. You keep your head down and you keep working. You see what I mean? Because see, if nobody knows what you're doing, see, I can't attack what I don't see coming. You see what I'm saying? If you underestimate it, you the least likely to be attacked. You can build up your defenses. You can build up a lot by being under. By the time they figure it out, you there. You see what I'm saying? So it is good to be underestimated. And I know a lot of times we, and another thing is, also take this into consideration. It is good that people don't know your gift, or they don't know what you're carrying. That way they won't be along for the ride and you think these people are your real friends, or they're really down for you when they really not. You see what I mean? Let them underestimate you. Let them sleep on you. That way when you get to the other side and people want to bandwagon jump, you know who's riding with you when your all four of your tires was flat. Like, you know what it is. And I'm a person like this. I'm not real big on taking a whole bunch of people with me somewhere that weren't there from the start. Like, and I'm not a person who, like, if you a person that you want to fuck with me based on who else fuck with me, or who, like, that don't sit well with me. So, you know, I just don't like people like that. If you don't like me because of me and who I am and what I stand for and what I'm about, you might as well stay around me. Don't fuck with me based on who else like me or who else cool with me. To me, that's childish and that's superficial. You know, but everything is everything. Everybody not meant to go with you. So take it as a blessing and a sign. And remember who slept on you. Remember who really went fucking with your shit from jump. Remember all these things. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget. Because we'll forget. Shit. But yeah, in my deepest condolences to the Bryant family. That just threw me for a loop when I heard about Kobe. It was disheartening. It was sad. It still is. And I'm still in shock too. But y'all pray for his family and y'all family. Y'all, you know, tell somebody you love them, because there be a lot going on. Anything can happen to anybody any day. Man. But alright, that was it for this episode. It's a blessing in the underestimation. Let them hoes sleep on you all they want to. They can keep hitting the snooze, but, and you just keep bossing up on the low. Then boom, next thing you know, you gonna be whoever you gonna be there. Alright, I'll let y'all next week. Bye.